Good evening. Welcome to 3 Mile Wesleyan Church here in Elkview, West Virginia. On this Wednesday evening, July the 8th, 2026, we want to welcome our online audience that you come and join us tonight, and we appreciate you guys more than you know. We are a church that loves to sing the praises of our God, and we are here to bring praise and honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And just got one quick announcement, but if you're watching us online, we'd love to hear from you. Click that like button. If you got any questions, if you have any prayer requests, put them in the comment section. We'd be happy to answer your questions and pray for you. Just one quick announcement I've got. We have a quarterly publication from ABWE. That's an Association of Baptists for World Evangelism. This is the agency that hosts our Brazilian missionary, Aaron Warro. And every quarter they put out a publication, and it's called The Message. And usually we get two copies. I think we've only got one. We're going to keep it here in the building, but if you're interested, I'm going to have it down front. That's ABWE, The Message, and this is for the summer quarter 2026. And then coming up Sunday, we have our Wesleyan District Conference. The Shenandoah Conference is being held in Roanoke, Virginia. Renee and Betty and I will be heading down Sunday after church. So be in prayer, not only that we would have traveling safety, but also that the district, the Shenandoah District, will make good decisions. And we are praying for people being voted into leadership positions. And we, as always, pray that God is honored in the process, that we would put in people who are capable, people who are interested in furthering the cause of evangelism and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, tonight's devotional is called The Right Mindset. The Right Mindset. And whenever we attempt to accomplish something in life, our mindset or our patterns of thinking always come into play. The mindset often has a direct effect on either the success or failure of whichever goals that we are trying to accomplish. And whether that goal is perhaps to achieve success with a new client, or maybe to build a great relationship with another person, or even to be perceived as hardworking and trustworthy within your own family, whatever it might be, there are good ways and bad ways of thinking. And the Bible speaks to the right mindset. In fact, it even uses that word mindset. The Bible speaks to the way that God desires for us to approach relationships. So it's specific to relationships. But first, we're gonna have a little bit of fun tonight. I'm going to give some examples of negative mindsets. Now, don't have anybody in particular in mind here. I actually found these on the web. These might sound a little familiar to us, maybe a little too close to home, but we're going to have a little fun tonight. We're not casting judgment, especially anybody in this room. These are the faithful people right here, the people watching. You are the faithful crowd. Amen. But anyway, here we go. There are eight negative mindsets that we can have. We're going to talk about the negative ones first, and then we'll talk about the positive mindsets. Are you ready for the negative ones? Here's where we're going to have a little bit of fun. Negative mindset number one is called the all or nothing mindset. All or nothing. So you could say, well, I missed a critical deadline on my project, so I guess I'm just a complete failure. One second. So the all or nothing mindset. You get that one? Okay, negative mindset number two, the catastrophizing mindset. The word catastrophe is in there. Catastrophizing mindset. You know, my brother, he left here an hour ago, and he should be home by now. He hasn't sent me a text message yet. He must have gotten into a bad accident. The catastrophizing mindset. Negative mindset number three, the overgeneralizing mindset. Overgeneralizing. Well, that first date that we went on, it didn't go so well. Well, I guess I'll just be alone for the rest of my life. The overgeneralizing mindset. You kind of get the feel for where we're headed here. Negative mindsets. All right, negative mindset number four. This is the overbearing or overly confident mindset. This is the guy who says, hey, the only way we're going to get this project on track is for everybody to do things my way. Ooh, that's the overbearing or overly confident mindset. All right, negative mindset number five, the discounting the positive mindset. My boss said my presentation went really well and he had lots of good things to say, but, well, you know, he was probably just being nice. The discounting the positive mindset. All right, three more. Negative mindset number six. The labeling mindset. Ooh, these are hitting close to home. I can tell. I can feel it. I just got a feeling. The labeling mindset. Oh, man, I forgot to pick up my daughter from school on the way home. I guess I'm just a doggone fool. The labeling mindset. Name calling. This could have been another one. All right. Negative mindset number seven. The mind reading. The mind reading mindset. Well, I tried to help my dad build his deck, but I ended up not being much help. He probably thinks I'm just incompetent. The mind-reading mindset. And finally, negative mindset number eight, the name-calling mindset. The name-calling mindset. You know, we would have been done by now, except I'm surrounded by a whole bunch of incapable morons. The name-calling mindset. So all of these, you know, these are all negative. They might, like I said, might come a little close to home. Do you know anybody who acts like that and thinks with these negative mindsets? By the way, nobody's allowed to point fingers at anybody in the room. Nobody's allowed to do that. Are you one of these people that has a negative mindset? Well, as you might guess, often the success or failure of the desired result is a function of the mindset that you bring with you into it. Now, how about a positive mindset? Not surprisingly, the Bible guides us to embrace the example that Jesus gave us. Not surprisingly. As we read from the second chapter of the book of Philippians. I'm going to pull up Philippians chapter 2, beginning in verse 5. I'll be reading from the New International Version. Ronnie's going to take a second there. He'll have it up in just a moment. There we go. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Verse 8. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Thus reads the word of God. Father, as we delve into your word tonight, Lord, it's our desire that we have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. Lord, we know that we can't act like a Christian until we first learn to think like a Christian. And God, we pray that you guide us, guide our hearts and minds first tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. So what exactly is this mindset of Jesus that Paul's talking about? What does he mean by the mindset of Jesus? Well, does Jesus beat himself down with negative talk when we read the Gospels? Does he think less of himself and talk himself down? Does he start thinking that, well, maybe he just really can't accomplish this huge task that the Father had asked him to do? Does Jesus push his own agenda? Does Jesus push his own agenda and say, no way, Father, I got to do it my way. I can't do it. I got to be me. Let me do it my way, Lord. No, the answer is, of course not. Jesus knows he is God. And yet, as God, he willingly submits his will to the Father's will. It's incredible to think about this. Do you remember what Jesus says when he's praying in the Garden of Gethsemane? He says, Father, not my will, but yours. Jesus willingly humbles himself and takes on the role of a servant. And we might ask, why? Why would he do that? Well, he does it. Jesus does it in order to properly serve the Father and to achieve the salvation of our very souls, achieved on the cross of Calvary. The Bible says Jesus, who by his own nature is God himself, this same Jesus becomes obedient to death. It wasn't that Jesus had the wrong mindset that he ended up being crucified. His disciples did not abandon him because he was abusive to them. No, Jesus absolutely has to demonstrate the proper mindset, one of total humility, one of total submissiveness to the Father in order to meet the Father's will. And Paul tells us, this is the kind of mindset that you and I need to have. This is the mindset that we need to have with all of our human relationships. Paul says the example has been set. Do you remember when Jesus washes the feet of his disciples? Jesus shows us by example what humility looks like. Jesus, who is eternal God, shows the heart of a servant because he knows there's so much at stake. And without Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, without that sacrifice, there's no salvation for any of us human beings. And with no salvation, that means no hope, no future for any of us. But Jesus, having the proper mindset, gives him the ability to fully accomplish the will of the Father, both for God's glory and for our good. Incredible. It's an awesome thought. Let's keep reading in verse 9, Philippians 2, verse 9. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. There is no name greater than the name of Jesus. We who are redeemed, we will be with him for all eternity. And for all eternity, we will be in awe and in wonder of the one who loves us unconditionally, selflessly, and recklessly, as the song says. Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus is the one who will be glorified forever and ever. The Bible says, of his kingdom, there will be no end. No end. And this same Jesus, the same Jesus to whom every knee shall bow and every tongue confess, this same Jesus takes the heart of a servant. As we close out here tonight, think about this. If the King of Kings can humble himself, then we ought to do the same. If the name above all names can live in submission to the Father, then so can we. The right mindset is to love God and love people. And Jesus told us those commands are number one and number two. We just talked about that recently. Number one command, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And number two, love your neighbor as yourself. The right mindset is to take the heart of a servant the way that Jesus shows us. There are a lot of wrong mindsets, and we talked about those tonight. But most of those involve us either giving up on ourselves or bullying people into doing things our way. That's not the mindset of Jesus. That's not what God wants for us. No, it's time for God's people to look outside of ourselves and, as always, fix our eyes on Jesus. Fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. That's from the book of Hebrews. And as we said many, many times, God's ways are better. God's way is better, always. And God desires for us to become more Christ-like every single day. All right, as we wrap up, let's all remember the example that Jesus exemplifies for us. Let's all remember who we are, who he is, and what he's done for us. Amen? Let's all remember the right mindset that Jesus shows us firsthand. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for the amazing example that Jesus set. Lord, we are humans and we fail. And God, we sin. We are selfish sometimes. But Lord, Jesus never sinned. Jesus never failed. He had the right mindset. He took on the heart of a servant in all humility and submissiveness, God. He submitted his will to yours, God, for your glory and for our good. Thank you, God, for this amazing sacrifice. Thank you for your plan of salvation executed perfectly by a proper mindset by none other than the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you, God, for all you are. Thank you, and we praise you and all these things in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.